Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tax law. Yes, I am, because the standard deduction is doubling, and that's a huge thing.
Yeah. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, 745 with Steve and Ted here on a Friday morning. Outdoor Living and Landscape Show, getting underway at Century 2, 11 o'clock this morning. Now, three big things. Search for Lucas Hernandez, 2 weeks old. Cops say they're out of leads.
Two.
Kansas collects $27 million more than expected in February.
One.
Sleeping girl takes a ride in a stolen car in South Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a stalled out vehicle now, eastbound K-96. It's on the ramp to Oliver, so watch for a slowdown there. Again, eastbound K-96 on the ramp to Oliver. Traffic on KNSS, brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Erie Street Mall and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 64 degrees. A little warmer than yesterday. The high yesterday was 58. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 44. Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high, 65. Now partly cloudy, 32 degrees, and we have a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 747 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Baltimore firefighters probably made record time arriving at the scene of a recent fire. That's because it broke out in the building housing the fire department's headquarters. Fire department spokeswoman Blair Skinner told the Baltimore Sun an electrical fire Thursday triggered the evacuation of the downtown building the fire department shares with the city's finance and information technology departments. Skinner says firefighters responded in a matter of minutes, says the smoke appeared to have originated on one of the floors above the fire department's offices.
Wait a minute. They arrived in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, it's an office.
Why not a matter of seconds?
It's an office. The trucks aren't there. They had to come from one of the...
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
See how this works? Okay. Well, the stock market took a nosedive Thursday after President Trump announced new tariffs.
Stocks on Wall Street sold off again. In fact, after 3 days of trading, the Dow's down over 1,100 points. The Dow finished down 420 points, finishing at 24,608. The Nasdaq Composite down 92 at 7,180. The S&P 500 down 36 at 2,677. Now, year to date, the Dow is in negative territory after today's move. On the Dow Jones Industrial Average, a name like Boeing really weighed on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It was down 3.5%. This after President Trump announced that tariffs will be put in place on imports of aluminum and steel. On the other hand, Coca-Cola, Verizon, and Procter & Gamble managed to finish to the upside, as did steel and aluminum stocks. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Well, Ted, I've been saying for several weeks now, this stock market's way overdone. At least I thought it was, and maybe it has been. We're giving back all those gains. Remember, since the first year, we're all so excited about the stock market. The indices are going up. We're making more money. And then all of a sudden, we're going the other way for a while. We'll see. Got to keep an eye on it. We'll see what happens next.
Yeah, Glenn Beck's been talking for years about how inflation is getting fueled into the stock market rather than the marketplace.
Yeah, he's decided that that's where the inflation shows up, than in the stock market. Okay. All right, interesting. I've been sharing with you that I've been reading the big new biography of Ulysses S. Grant. And in 1873, I don't know much about this part of history, but 1873, I said, the railroads were all over speculated and whatnot. They had a crash then.
Yeah, that bubble burst.
They had a depression that went on for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. And at that time,
that was an industry that controlled everything.
And the President of the United States really couldn't do much. He didn't have much power to, you know, sell treasuries or whatever they do to combat a recession or a depression. So that went on for 5 years. So this is nothing new in America. I'm not saying we're going into a depression, or anything like that. But the market will go up and the market will come down.
Yep.
And, you gotta be patient with it. All right, don't panic is what we always say. Coming up on 7:50, Steve and Ted. Wichita is getting ready for a big basketball tournament, and editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is here to tell us all about it. Bill?
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal on the streets today is Wichita ready for tip-off. We're just a couple of weeks away from hosting first and second round NCAA men's basketball games at Intrust Bank Arena. The local leaders we talked to say they didn't get everything done they wanted to complete, but Wichita is ready. The games will be played March 15th and 17th. 8 teams are coming to town. Tens of thousands of fans are also expected. They'll be filling hotels and restaurants and seeing what Wichita has to offer. The event is expected to have a local economic impact of at least $10 million. We also provide a list of events happening outside the arena, and we describe how the decision to build a new downtown arena made the whole thing possible. This week's guest on the Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast, Cake News anchor Deb Ferris. Deb talks about growing up on a farm, moving to Pratt, Kansas, starting her career, and becoming Cake's main female anchor. Ferris also discusses her decision to share the story of her fiancé, Roger Robin, who died of a heart attack at age 46. Find it on our website. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. Bill mentioning Deb Ferris there, Ted. And something nice is going to happen for Deb this weekend, right?
Deb's birthday weekend.
Yeah. Did we send her a card or anything?
I don't know. Maybe we better.
Maybe come up with something. Maybe some sort of a funny card.
Deb's birthday on Sunday and Bob Lutz's birthday on Sunday.
Bob Lutz.
Former Wichita Eagle columnist. You can hear him every day on KFH. Every afternoon at 4 o'clock, and Bob joins me for the Shocker Locker Room Show on Sunday on his birthday after the Shocker.
Oh, that's going to be an extravaganza. I mean,
you're kidding.
That's something you don't want to miss, that, because Bob is such a happy-go-lucky, cheerful guy.
Bob Lutz and Deb Ferris share a birthday. How about that?
Are they the same age? We don't know that.
No. One is quite a bit older than the other.
I would say Lutz is like this, the ancient Sphinx or something compared to her. He is old, old, old. I would say Deb is probably not older than about 26. What do you think?
Sure, we'll go with that.
She may be listening. Nah, she's not listening. She wouldn't get up. If she gets up early, she's going to be at a gym or something, right? That's what those anchor people do. They go and take care of themselves.
Well, yeah, that's their bread and butter, man.
Now, I want to ask you something about how this tournament works. When the NCAA tournament comes to town, there's 8 teams, and they play on the 15th and the 17th.
Play on Thursday and Saturday,
so what
2
does
weeks
it mean?
From now.
Does each team just play one game?
Yep.
Okay. So on the
lose, you're out.
Okay, and that's it.
There'll be 4 games on Thursday, and then the winners play on Saturday.
Oh, that's the way it works. Okay. And then from there, anybody goes
and then
on?
And they'll move on to regionals in other cities the following weekend.
Okay, so they get a day of rest in between the games. Okay, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Friday will be an off day.
And there's been, and I've, we talked about with Mayor Longwell about this.
And that's, that's the day when you got all these people here in town, and they don't have a game to go to, so they're going to be out and about in the city spending money.
And what day of the week is that? 16th is going to be, that's a Saturday, isn't it?
No, the games are on the Thursday the 15th.
Yeah.
But and Saturday the 17th.
Okay.
So Friday the 16th will be the day
that's the day there.
Everybody will be walking around wanting to do stuff.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to entertain them somehow. I hope maybe they can just
hope we can do that. That's 2 weeks from today.
All right. Today is National Speech and Debate Education Day.
Okay.
Employers, schools, and students across the country recognize the value of competitive public speaking on National Speech and Debate Education Day. Did you take speech or debate when you were in school, Ted?
Did not. I do not like confrontation.
I didn't either.
I don't think I would be a good person for that.
For the argument side of it?
Right.
But what about giving a speech, though? Have you done any of that? This is something you and I—you made
really.
We've made appearances in public, and we've emceed.
I wouldn't necessarily call that a speech.
Yeah,
I think we just tell little anecdotes and shake hands and move on.
I don't think people may not know this, but no, I would never have taken speech or debate in high school.
Me
never.
Either.
I was far too self-conscious and bashful to do that. And yet today, and when I first got on radio, I couldn't get in front of people. I still couldn't. And one day, I just I decided I'm going to have to learn how to do this. I'm going to have to get comfortable in front of people. So now, you take me
and put me in front of 10,000 people with no script, and I can kill three or 4 minutes.
Exactly.
Because I figured out that, you know, whatever I have to say is probably better than what the people in the audience have to say, you know?
Because see, if you have that outlook, then you're golden.
You've got to have a little bit of that.
A little bit of perspective.
That confidence there, even though it may be misguided in my case. Anyway, we celebrate you people who can. And, you know, the biggest fear, people will say, the number one fear is not death. It's getting up and speaking in public. That's what I've seen in the surveys again and again. 99 and 9/10 people, they will never do it. They could. Anyway. So we admire people like our politicians who can get up in front of us and tell us a bunch of hooey and make us believe it.
Yeah, right? Good for them.
Yeah. All right. 7:55 now. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay. Oh, big 8 o'clock hour coming
up. The latest on the sleeping girl's ride in a stolen car in South Wichita. President Trump meeting with the NRA. A man sets a record for eating Big Macs.
Oh, I got to hear this.
I thought I had the record for that.
I hear this.
Ted has sports and entertainment news in the blur.
We'll hear from Coach Marshall in the 8 o'clock hour. It's previewing Cincinnati. You'll want to hear that.
That will tell you more about the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show starting today. All of that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Keep it here with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330
KNN. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.